Hey everyone, my name is Sunny and welcome to episode 10. So first of all, I can't find my earbuds for some reason, so I'm just holding my phone up trying to be safe as possible while I'm driving, but yeah, do keep that in mind. I don't know how good or bad the audio quality will be in this episode. I also had plans to record like a much bigger, much longer topic. Not to say this one's not as important, not that it can't be long, but yeah, this is kind of a switch. Like, I'm like, okay, let me just talk about this for today. So I do plan on doing like a 10 or 15 minute episode probably next week. Okay, with all that out of the way, I want to talk about imposter syndrome. So I'll talk about, you know, what is imposter syndrome and kind of my personal experience with it. So yeah, so first, what is it? It's, you know, it's when you feel like you are an imposter within your own industry, or maybe, you know, you have a job somewhere. Maybe, like, let's say you don't have a college degree, or maybe you don't feel like you've had enough professional experience, and you just feel like, you know, everyone else around you is much smarter than you, or, you know, you feel like you just don't belong, you know, in that work environment or just in your industry in general, right? So that's where that term comes from. And, you know, me personally, I've definitely felt it. And the thing with imposter syndrome is a lot of people think it's unique to their own situation, when in actuality, a lot of people witness this syndrome. So, you know, for me personally, you know, I've been, I don't know how unique my situation is, but I've been coding since like when I was 13 years old, and I didn't really have like professional experience until after college, or until like around the time when I graduated college. So it was about a year ago, honestly, because before that, you know, I had worked on a lot of personal projects, but I didn't have like professional experience. I didn't, you know, work within my industry at another company or at a large company. So I definitely felt like I was an imposter. Like, I was very confident in my skills, but at the same time, you know, there was nothing for me to necessarily prove that, you know, someone could trust me, right? You know, I was still in that position where, like, I was looking for an internship, or, you know, I had to consider myself a junior developer because, yeah, cool, you worked on personal projects, but, you know, there's nothing really, like, professionally that you can prove. Now, I don't necessarily, like, agree with the fact that, like, that's how things should go, but, you know, it's just how, like, in reality of things, that's how things are. I'm not saying I agree with it, right? But at the time, I didn't have, like, power to go against that, I guess. So, yeah, so, like, around the time before I was about to finish college, I, CEO of a local startup, like, it was very small, very small startup. They didn't launch a product or anything yet. The CEO, he contacted me. I, you know, later responded to his emails. Like, yeah, sounds interesting, yada, yada. So I ended up working for that startup. That was like my first quote unquote professional work experience. And I was like the sole front end developer there, and worked there for about 9 months and gained a lot of good experience working there. You know, and that was just great. It was basically a way to kickstart my career, honestly. But before that, I felt like, you know, before that, I didn't feel like I was a professional developer, you know, whatever that might mean. But I definitely felt like, you know, felt like an imposter or an outcast. But that first kind of professional, you know, job that I had within my industry definitely helped me out with kind of proving my worth, kind of my skills and experience and all that. And after that, you know, where I'm working now is Bank of America. I'm a UI developer. Now, here's the thing. You know, wherever you are in that, whether you are a college graduate, you don't have a job yet, or, you know, maybe you're trying to find your first job, you're within a job already, and you feel like you're witnessing this imposter syndrome. Honestly, I think that if you're confident in your abilities, you know, and try to like get that first job or whatever it is you need to validate yourself, then you'll be good to go. You know, you just, as long as you're confident, I think you're good and things will work out. Okay, so I want to continue a bit there because I was running out of time on that segment in Anchor. So here's kind of what I want to get across, right? Because there was a lot of, like, talking about myself and how, I guess in a way, I had, like, a lucky break by someone contacting me. And it was because I was at UNCC, so kind of through that network, someone was able to find me. But here's the thing, right? I mentioned confidence. I think that is the most important thing, is that if you're confident in your abilities, then you shouldn't have a problem with getting a job or, you know, doing what you want to do. Because if you're, like, passionate about what you do, because I do feel like a lot of times it's people who are passionate and do this like as a hobby. So whatever it might be, right? For me, it's web development. For other people, it might be something else. But if it's something you do on the side and you're passionate about it, then you automatically, you know, you're putting in more effort than a lot of the people out there in your industry. So that's the main thing, right? Just realizing, you know, because, like, with imposter syndrome, it's because you're not feeling confident in your ability to, or your ability or your knowledge for whatever it is within your industry. But since, you know, if you do put in the time, effort, you know what skills you have, you're keeping an eye on maybe other people, maybe look up to other people or other developers, other business people or whatever, right? You know, you already have, like, a good idea of what you need to do, type of skills or knowledge you need to have. So really, I think it's a confidence thing, just realizing if you're good or not, and that's up to you. Because here's the thing, like, here's a little secret: no one knows what the hell they're doing. Everyone kind of already suck at this. You know, it's a weird thing to say, but honestly, like, you know, let's just say that I'm a professional developer. Like, I would say, just kind of witnessing a lot of people, the places I've worked at, you know, I'm not, you know, obviously there's things that I have to learn myself as well, but overall, you know, everyone's always learning things. There's always things to gain. And, you know, just realizing what you know and what you don't know, and then kind of also noticing the people around you and kind of seeing their situation, you kind of can see, like, okay, sure, imposter syndrome is a thing and it's real, but really, I think if you just set your mind in a way where, like, okay, I realize what I have to know, but, like, be confident in what you already know, and then be humble in what you don't know. And when you kind of show that, let's say, trying to get a job, you show that to those people who are trying to hire you, or maybe trying to get a client or something, you know, just show that off, be like, hey, this is what I'm good at, but, you know, this is stuff that I'm still learning about, but, you know, just having that kind of the right mindset. I think that's really what it comes down to. And so imposter syndrome, hopefully that helped you. If you didn't know what it was, hopefully now knowing what it is can kind of help you, like, I don't know, diagnose or, you know, realize what your situation might be. A lot of people, other people are witnessing the same thing. So hopefully that helped. Kind of gave also my personal experience and some ways to, I guess, combat the syndrome. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Please follow me on Twitter, SunnySingIO. I share more things on there, typically on, you know, almost a daily basis, but I'm trying to get better at all my social media and stuff. And I'll catch you guys later. Thanks for listening. Bye.